Oh, by the way, and I was going to ask you, while you were playing at TU and you were going out these individual tournaments, were there golf programs and schools that would recruit you and say, hey, listen, you don't even have a golf program at TU. Why don't you come play for us? Did you get any of that?
No, there just weren't that many programs.
Okay.
No. In fact, when I left TU to go play in all these tournaments, I was ready to sign a contract with Wilson to turn professional, and then I met Jim.
Okay.
And of course, the best decision I ever made was not to turn pro and to marry Jim. We got to Tulsa. Melissa came along, and we, I'm playing a lot of golf, and I get this call from the University of Tulsa saying, we need to add women's tennis and women's golf to our athletics in order to comply with Title IX. And I had interested in Title IX. So that's how that all started.
Why don't you just briefly tell us what Title IX was?
Title IX was finally a program that says that women had equal right to scholarships as men. And if a university or college did not comply with that, then they would lose whatever federal funding they have.
Yeah.
So it was a very harsh but a very fair law. It was quite contentious, as you can imagine. No matter what you say, there was always the good old boy faction as far as athletics and women. The NCAA did not recognize women's sports or women's championships. It just wasn't fair, you know?
Right.
So as I got into coaching at TU, and I was very hesitant to do this, and Jim said, honey, you would love it. Because I was starting to get a little bored. I just wasn't doing what I wanted to do. And it was a whole new challenge. And I loved it. It was really interesting. I volunteered for 2 years. I didn't have a salary. The budget was like $1,500. Laughable. But women's golf was just so fledgling. I took my team back to the Dick McGuire. No one had uniforms. No one had matched golf bags as far as the women's teams. There were like six women's teams at New Mexico. But all the top men's teams were there because that was the site of the NCAA championship that spring. So I'm looking at all these men's coaches and all these nappy-looking guys in their uniforms and matching bags, and I thought, I am going to learn how we get into that status. And so I spent a lot of nights at the bar drinking with these coaches and just picking their brains. Mm-hmm. It was great. I made a lot of friends, and I learned a lot. Came back, and I said, now, how am I going to get money to pay for this?
Right.
A wonderful friend of mine at Williams called me and said, Dale, what's going on? And I told him what the situation was and what my budget was. And he said, oh, that's ridiculous. And the next thing I know, I get a call from Pascal Kleiman saying, I just received the gift of quite a number of stock from Williams to be put towards the women's golf program.
Mm.
He said, go get them. And we were the first to have matching bags. We were the first women's team to have matching uniforms. And the uniforms, you know, I didn't know where to get. Buddy Phillips out at Cedar Ridge gave us six red cashmere sweaters. And I treasured those like they were my wedding rings. I kept them for the team for maybe 6 years. You know, I really, really, the beginning of class as far as the golf program was. So things like that got us going. And then, of course, I remember Jink Jones, Tulsa Tribune at the time, he called me and he said, the sports editors of the newspapers across the country are having trouble how to figure out how to give women equal time as far as the newspaper and so on and so forth. And he said, there's a panel in New York, and I wonder if you would go and speak on behalf Title IX and so on and so forth. So I went all by myself to New York. The meeting was at the Waldorf. We got all checked in, and I'll never forget it. The audience was full of these women, liberal, bra-flinging, tough gals. And I thought, wait a minute. But anyway, we had quite the deal. And I said, there's one thing about a newspaper. You cut out your article, you put it in your wallet, and you save it in something really special. Mm-hmm. I told them that you cannot demand that a school give you, or a paper or anything, give you equal time unless you do something. I said, you can't put a man in a corner and say, I demand this. You've got to prove that you are worth it. Mm-hmm. And that we did. That happened because of Nancy Lopez and instant tradition.
Yes.